Vaughn, what was your reaction when Coach Kubiak told you guys he would be stepping down?
You know, he told us that he's been going through some stuff. And, you know, as players, you know, we see it. You know, his health was in question. You know, whatever he's going to do from here, I'm, you know, with him 100%.
Vaughn, obviously a new regime. They kind of want to make their own coaches in there. Have you thought about Wade and the rest of your defensive coaches in their future?
Yeah, you know, just naturally, of course, you know, I thought about those guys. But the leadership for this organization is just second to none. And I follow those guys, you know, anywhere. And that's part of my, you know, reason to, you know, come back here and, you know, stay here for a long while, because the leadership and the guys that we had in the front office, I trust them with, you know, my career. And I trust them, you know, with this offseason, we're going to make great decisions. Going to get us right back in championship contention.
Vaughn, a few years down the line, when you look back on Gary Kubiak and you think about what he's meant to you, what are you going to think about him?
Oh, me personally, it was night and day. He came, you know, right off of the, you know, he came right when I was franchised, you know, my fifth year. And we just had like an instant connection. Of course, you know, he went to Texas A&M, he's an ag. I've been knowing him for a while now, but, you know, having him as my coach, you know, with the other regime, I had came in, I was a rookie. You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, grow out of some of that rookie stuff, no matter if you're 4 years down the line or whatever. They still see you as, you know, what you were. And with Coach Coop, you know, he just had this this light, especially with me. You know, it just felt like he had confidence in me. It felt like he trusted me. It felt like, you know, he wanted me to be, you know, the leader of this team. And he was always cool and confident with me, and that's exactly, you know, what I needed. He came at a perfect time in my career.
Well, what did it mean to you to send Gary off with the kind of performance you did today?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. Why haven't we been playing like that all year? It's crazy, right? You know, we had a complete game today, offense, defense, and special teams. And that's the type of game that we've been looking for, you know, really all season. You know, it's fitting that we put it all together, you know, for his last game.
How much trust do you have now in John making the right decision and getting you the next coach who can lead you to the Super Bowl?
Trust him, you know, 100%. You know, him and Mr. Ellis and all the guys. We've got a championship organization here. There's been a championship organization before, you know, I was here. And it'll be a championship organization when I'm, you know, gone. So I trust those guys, you know, with everything. Mr. Elway, you know, he's the man. You know, he's the man on the football field and he's the man off the football field. He's still making comeback drives. He's still making comeback drives, you know, even off the field. So I trust those guys, you know, with everything. And, you know, our organization, like I said before, we got a championship organization. I feel like we'll get back to our ways.
Vaughn, knowing how competitive Coach Kubiak is, how surprised were you?
You know, as a player, you know, you kind of notice some days. This was a hard season for Kub. You know, this was a tough season, you know, with the losses and, you know, the injuries and, you know, everything. You could just kind of, you know, see it wear down, you know, on him. And his health is, you know, the most important thing, you know, for us. So, you know, I think the decision was, you know, a great decision for him, and I'm going to continue to support him no matter what.
Vaughn, next year when free agency hits, if a potential free agent were to ask you about playing for the Denver Broncos, what would your sell be?
My sell to the Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
I mean, I figure, you know, I probably do some selling there. I'm not going to lie. You know, I probably – you know, do some bidding there to get him there. But I think, you know, just right off top, when you come to Denver and you see our stadium and you feel the vibe, the energy, the championship energy, and when you look up and you see Ed McCaffrey and all these guys on banners, you know, you kind of, you know, get that vibe. When you come down to Dove Valley, we got a championship, you know, facility. When you meet some of the coaches, meet, you know, the front office guys, those guys are championship guys. From John Elway all the way down to the cook, Alfredo, and those guys, it's championship guys. So when you come in to the Denver Broncos and you feel that energy, it won't be too much selling that I got to do.
Last one, Vic. Vaughn, can you imagine less than 11 months? You guys won a Super Bowl less than a year ago, and now so much change is. I mean, did you ever imagine this happening this quickly?
You know what? By, you know, last year, you know, it was a whole lot of change. A whole lot of change last year. Never in a million years did I think, you know, I would, you know, go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl the way that we did. So it's a lot of stuff. The league continues to surprise me. It continues to be beautiful. It continues to make me fall in love with the National Football League every single year. And as I get older, you know, I realize the type of opportunity that I have. And I try to, you know, instill that on the young guys right off top because I want them to start what I'm doing early because it's such a beautiful league. Every year, you know, guys go down, guys come up, plays are made, plays are lost. Championship teams lose, and, you know, 4 and 12 teams win championships. So it's an incredible league, and, you know, every year I fall in love with it.